Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
No one can say Jesus is Lord, wrote the Apostle Paul, except with the Holy Spirit. Thousands of men and women today do recognize Jesus as Savior, but they're struggling to run their own lives and have never discovered the Lordship of Christ. We are not our own bosses to live or die as we ourselves might choose, so wrote Paul to the Romans. Many sincere, well-intentioned believers are really afraid of turning loose, not exactly sure God can handle their lives. They remind me of the legend involving the Greek philosopher Diogenes. One day, a disciple of Diogenes came to him and said, "I want to follow you." "Fine," said Diogenes. "Now, here are two fish. Carry them around in your tunic or your pocket for 3 weeks, then come back." Can you imagine dead fish in your pocket or tunic for 3 weeks? After a few days, the cats in the city were following him. After a week, he was sleeping in the alley, having been thrown out by his wife and family. After 2 weeks, so goes the legend, he could take it no longer. Finding Diogenes, he threw the fish at his feet. "I can't stand it a day further," he said. "Oh, what tremendous dedication," responded Diogenes, and all lost over two smelly fish. A lot of people are just like that when they're honest enough to admit it. They think that to make Jesus Lord as well as Savior might cause them to run the risk of not being very successful, not having much fun, not popular. They know the language, they sing the songs, but they are very much in control of their lives. The disciples had those thoughts in mind when Jesus rebuked them, saying, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say?" Many will take life from Christ, but will not accept law from him, though both are presented with equal force in Scripture. Obedience to the will of Christ is completely voluntary. His army is one of enlisted men and women. None are drafted into it. He willingly invites his followers to submit to his authority and direction. The Lordship of Christ means that you knowingly and willingly bring yourself under his control. He wants to be Lord of your entire life, your body, your emotions, your intellect, your material possessions. He wants to be Lord of your business, your home, your social life, even your thoughts and passions. He is particular too, not wanting to share your heart with anyone. Have you heard the old tale of Sir John Ramsdell, who lived in an English village called Huddersfield, and wishing to buy the entire town for his business? One by one, he and his agents succeeded in buying all of the houses in this quaint little English village, except one owned by an old Quaker, a stubborn man who refused to sell to the wealthy lord. Disgusted, the wealthy man came to visit the old man. "I suppose you know who I am and why I'm here," he began. "Oh, yes," replied the Quaker. "What price do you put on your house?" "I will not sell at any price." "If you will sell, I will cover it with sovereigns," said Sir John, thinking the temptation of a lot of money would be irresistible. With a wink, he replied, "Put them on sideways or stack them, and we might do business." Disgusted, the man turned to leave, and as he was going out the gate, the old Quaker shouted, "Sir John, remember that Huddersfield belongs to thee and to me."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.